Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DiTullio along with Charlie Long, Steve Geller. And it's our Bet 365 triple option feature. And I'll do mine on the tight ends. This unit is not as good as it was 2 years ago from a talent depth standpoint, but it's pretty close. And basically, man, you got a couple guys that will go in the first round, and I think two guys that will go in the top 20, Tyler Warren from Penn State, Colston Loveland, both different style players. Tyler is more of a guy that you play inside. Colston is more of the flex tight end. But I've seen Tyler Warren, they've used him as an X and a Y receiver at H-back, fullback, halfback, quarterback, played center a couple times, also played on special teams. Man, he is one heck of a football player. And, man, you watch him on tape. Some of those throws by Drew Allar. And people say, boy, Drew Allar looks good. Yeah, you know what makes him look good? Tyler Warren. Either that or get a new TV. I mean, Tyler Warren, man, he made Drew Allar look really good last year with some catches that were a little bit outside of his catching radius, and he made it look simple. Colston Loveland didn't get as many chances last year because of what happened, J.J. McCarthy going to the NFL. They had a quarterback there that really struggled with accuracy, but I think both of those guys go in the top 20, and it's close for me. With Tyler Warren and Colston Loveland, and then at the three spot, Mason Taylor from LSU. And I think it's possible, not saying probable, but possible, he could sneak into round one, but I look at him as a very early second round pick, big, tall, drink of water, sure-handed, catches the ball well, and everything is so smooth, the way he runs his route, the way he catches the ball out front with his hands. And he's fearless going over the middle. You know, he don't mind getting bounced around a little bit. And he's gotten better as an inline blocker. He's become a little bit more physical. And I don't need him to knock him out. I just need him to get in the way as a run blocker. And then that's the wild card in Elijah Arroyo from Miami of Florida. And Elijah, it would hurt the first 2 years at Miami of Florida. And then Arroyo last year, you saw him. He was a favorite target of Cam Ward. When they were looking for something, he got open. And at 6'5 and 250 pounds, there weren't a lot of guys that were going to match up with him over the seam catching the football. I think you will have four tight ends go within the top 50. That's how good a group this is. And then certainly after that, a Terrence Ferguson from Oregon, Gunnar Helm from Texas, Harold Fannin Jr. from Bowling Green, who put up some huge numbers. A favorite of mine, maybe like a third, fourth round pick, Aronde Gadsden II. His dad played the NFL for a while. He was the favorite target of Kyle McCord at Syracuse, caught a lot of passes there. Jay Bringstone from Clemson, pass-catching tight end. Mitch Evans is more of the blocking tight end from Notre Dame. So, Dan, they got a large group of them here. But I think what's unique is you'll see four tight ends picked within the top 50. And it goes to show those guys probably 10 years ago, they'd have been playing outside linebacker. I know one thing. I know about Mason Taylor's dad, Jason Taylor. I know what he played. He was a stand-up outside linebacker when he played in the NFL. So goes to show the changing world of tight ends, and it is a good group of tight ends in this 2025 draft class.
Guys, I'm going with the New Orleans Pelicans. There's three games left in this season. They are limping towards the finish line. We got out for this evening Jose Alvarado. He's dealing with right calf soreness. Bruce Brown, right knee soreness. And Eve Missy has left ankle soreness. So a lot of soreness going on with this team. We know injuries have been a problem all year long. And they, last season, the old what a difference a year makes. Last season, the Pels had the best road record in the NBA. They were 28-14. Right now, they're 7-33 in road games. They're in Milwaukee this evening. If they lose to the Bucks, they'll tie the worst record in franchise, road record in franchise history. Like I said, with the loss this evening in Milwaukee. The good news is when you start looking at stuff for the upcoming draft lottery, right now the Pels are slated at 48% to land in the top four and have a 12.5% chance of getting the top overall pick. We've been going through mock draft simulators. Well, I've been doing the lottery simulator trying to get that Pels that number one pick.
I only did it once, Steve. I did it once and I got the number two pick.
Okay.
So I'm like, that's it.
Hey, that ain't
I'm
bad.
Never doing it again. I will never do it again. But listen, guys, I mean, it's been a brutal year, as we all know, and it's coming to an end. We have three games left. The 76ers did it. They broke their 12-game losing skid. They beat the Washington Wizards. So now the Pelicans will lock down that fourth spot with a loss in any of their final three games. We had someone that texted in when we were talking about this the other day, guys. Could the Pelicans get upwards of the pick, the third best odds? And the issue with that was that Charlotte would have had to win out. They lost to Toronto last night, so that's out of the question. Basically, the Pelicans are now locked into the fourth best odds. So we'll get to that when we cross that bridge in a couple weeks, basically close to a month. Guys, I'm going with the ace matchup on Friday night. Bill Franquez, our friend in the sports information department over at LSU, sent out the pitching matchups for this weekend between LSU and Auburn, a top 10 showdown in at Plainfield Park. You have Cade Anderson versus Sam Dutton on Friday night. And I remember, you know, we were hyping up that Kyson Witherspoon versus Cade Anderson matchup. Cade obviously came out on top, 2-0 victory. Cade goes a complete game shutout against Oklahoma. Sam Dutton has just as good of numbers. He may not be as good of a prospect as Kyson Witherspoon, but the former LSU Tiger this year, guys, 4-2 record, 2.66 ERA, 51 strikeouts in 44 innings pitched. And, you know, Mike, Steve and I talked with Mark Etheridge about it last night, and Mark said the one pitch that's been the difference maker for him is this curveball. It went from being like a mid-70s mile-per-hour pitch, 75 to like 77. He changed his grip on it, and now it's dropped all the way down to basically 73 to 70. And he had Alabama flummoxed. And Alabama's got a good offense, guys. They have one of the best players in the entire SEC, and they couldn't do anything against Sam Dutton last week. They run Auburn got a run-roll victory 10-0. In seven innings, he didn't allow a single run against a good Alabama offense. You know, we'll see what he does against LSU, but it feels like every Friday, guys, it's ace versus ace. I know that Cade Anderson's a great one, but, man, I'm tired of seeing some of these good arms in the SEC.
Well, you go see him when you play him on Friday. And we want to tell everybody you can hear that series Friday and Saturday. It'll be on at 6 o'clock right here on the Big 870 WWL. And on Sunday, 2 p.m., and you can hear it live right here on the Big 870 and free on the Odyssey app. Charlie, that's it for Bet365 Triple Option.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for four lines with all the data you need and four free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's four lines for $25 a line plus four free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus, tax. For a limited time, it's subject to change. Max one offer per account. Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.